Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're discussing what you should do if an employer asks for your social media passwords during a job application process. Martin, this story's been doing the rounds, happened in Maryland. Now Maryland, of the state in America, have become the first state to bar employers from asking for job applicants' private social media usernames and passwords. What's your initial reaction to what's been going around the web about this story?
Well, I'm pleased that Maryland have decided to ban the practice. I think it is a real invasion of people's privacy. I'm not sure why any employer ever thought it was their right to go snooping around people's personal accounts, to be honest.
But is it really snooping around, Martin? We know from stats that most employers look for potential employees' details, their names, they look them up on Google, on Facebook anyway to see what they're doing. So is it really snooping? Because this information's public anyway.
Well, it is snooping because the information that is public can be seen without the need for passwords. The reason that you're asked for passwords in the first place is to access the information that people don't want anybody else to see. That includes friends, relatives, and potential employers.
So you're being interviewed by a potential employer, Martin. They say to you, I'd like your Facebook password to see what you've been putting on your Facebook page. What are you going to say?
I would politely decline and tell them that is a breach of privacy. The question I think I'd ask myself is, do I really want to work for an employer who's comfortable sniffing around my private information? I don't think that is a business I'd want to work for, if I'm honest.
As a boss of a decent-sized company responsible for recruiting, Martin, when I was in charge, I used to look at people's Facebook. I used to look at people's social media before they got to the interview process to see what information was on there. I didn't just use it as that's going to put me off somebody, but I use it as a way then to quiz them about, you know, things that maybe were alarm bells ringing. Would you say that's wrong?
No, not at all. That's publicly accessible information. I think that's doing due diligence. I think all employers should try and find out as much about the employees as they can. One thing that people have to be aware of is the sort of thing that you post and the sort of thing that you think is acceptable to post on a Twitter or Facebook profile publicly says a lot about an individual. So if I go and post something about, you know, Nottingham Forest fans being a Derby fan, it might be slightly derogatory. If I think it's acceptable to post that on a public forum, a potential employer might question my judgment. So I think it's fine to go and look at what's publicly available, but actually asking for access to the accounts, I think that's a step too far.
I saw a tweet not that long ago from a lady saying, oh dear, I didn't get that job I went for. Perhaps they looked at my Twitter account. Do you think people still aren't learning that what they put on social media can be seen by everybody?
For a lot of people, the idea of having an employer look at their social networking accounts is alien to them. But people will learn. And to be honest, I think it's going to play less of a role in future unless somebody is wildly offensive. I think people posting photos of drunken nights out, it's highly unlikely to get people disbarred from a job because nearly all the candidates will be in the same boat.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, Martin. So you're saying as we get more and more, I don't know, rampant on our Facebook pictures and there's more information about us misbehaving, that actually there'll be hardly any good people out there, good in inverted commas, to be chosen from.
There's a moral judgment if ever there was one, Mark. I think that it's just going to become more and more commonplace. I think you're going to have managers who themselves are going to have photos of them on nights out. And I'm not saying everybody's going out getting smashed all the time, but, you know, a few photos of having a night out with your mates isn't going to get people disbarred from jobs in the way that maybe it has been doing in recent years.
Aren't you giving out a dangerous message there, Martin? Aren't you saying that actually you don't need to worry about what you put on your social media?
No, I'm certainly not saying that. I'm saying that photos of nights out, you don't want photos of you, I don't know, pulling a Mooney, for instance. That's going to be a big indicator that you're probably not the most responsible person. But just a few photos of, I think people are quite embarrassed by a lot of photos and scared that a photo of them in the pub having a few drinks is going to look bad. I don't think that's the case. It's the really raucous ones that people are going to have to be careful with.
And if you want to have your say on this matter, you can go to our website, www.statussocial.co.uk.